go over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
所以当弟兄姐妹们你们还是站立的时候我们一起来读帖撒罗尼迦前书。
And I would like the Chinese readers who seem to be a little louder this morning.
我很希望读中文的先读因为他们声音好像今天比较大。
To please read out loud, not only 1 Corinthians 5, 1 through 8, but take it through verse 11.
所以要中文的读的话我们从第五章的从第一节读到第十一节。我们找到没有？如果找到的话，我们是《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章，我们从第一节一直念到第十一节。好，我们就一起请弟兄们，论到时候日期，不用写信给你们，因为你们自己明明晓得，主的日子来到，好像夜间的贼一样。人正说平安稳妥的时候，灾祸忽然临到他们。如同惨难临到怀胎的妇人一样，他们绝不能逃脱。弟兄们，你们却不在黑暗里，叫那日子临到你们像贼一样。你们都是光明之子，都是白昼之子。我们不是属黑夜的，也不是属幽暗的，所以我们不要睡觉，像别人一样，总要警醒谨守。因为睡了的人是在夜间睡，醉了的人是在夜间醉，但我们既属主乎白昼，就应当谨守，把信和爱当作护心镜摘胸，把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上。因为神不是预定我们受刑，乃是预定我们借着我们主耶稣基督得救。他替我们死，叫我们无论醒着睡着都与他同活。所以你们该彼此劝慰，互相建立，正如你们素常所行的。
Beautiful. Those may be the best words that come out of your mouth today.
实在是美好，这是最最美好的话语，今天从你们的嘴巴出来。
Brothers and sisters, in chapter 4, 13 through just before the passage that we're going to read, there is a very clear description of what happens to those believers who die in Christ. Very clear description.
真是在我们讲到我们刚才读的这个第五章的时候，我们往前面看一看第四章的时候，真是讲到我们的弟兄如果是在主里睡了的话，他们是有如何的盼望。
And we're gonna see God identify two groups of people today, his people who believe him and those who don't believe him yet.
所以我们今天我们会很清楚地看见有两部分人，有一部分人是相信耶稣的，还有一部分是不信的人，他们会是怎样。
So if you'd listen, if you want to join me in English, please do 1 Thessalonians 5, 1 through 11, sounds like this.
我们下面用英文来读第五章的从第一节到十一节。
Now as to the times and the epochs, brethren, you have no need of anything to be written to you.For you yourselves know full well that the day of the Lord will come just like a thief in the night. And while they are saying peace and safety, then destruction will come upon them suddenly, like labor pains upon a woman with child, and they will not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness that the day would overtake you like a thief. For you are all sons of light and sons of day. We are not of night nor of darkness.So then, let us not sleep as others do, but let us be alert and sober. For those who sleep do their sleeping at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we are of the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ.Who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we will live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are also doing. Amen. Very good. 请坐。
请坐。请坐。
Brothers and sisters, those of you who are truly bilingual, you have an advantage today.
如果你确确实实你双语的话，你是两个语言都懂的话，你今天会有很好能够听得非常好。
You will get to hear the message twice.
因为你可以听到这个讲的信息两遍。
So if you missed it the first time in English,
如果第一遍如果英语你稍微漏掉一点的话
，and you catch yourself waking up, you get to hear it again in Mandarin.
所以你还有机会用中文来抓住这个刚才漏掉的部分。
That's a 2-for-1 coupon.
所以可以说是买一送一哈，可以说买一送一的，买一送一对，买二送一。
Much better than Black Friday.
比那个黑星期五还要好。
Now, today we're going to talk about the final judgment day.
我们今天要讲最后的审判的日子。
Help me. If you know the meaning.Behind these days, just raise your hand.
真的帮助我，你如果知道真正讲最后审判日子的话，你就举手，好吗？你如果知道的。
July 4th.
Oh,
do you know the meaning? 讲到。If you do, raise your hand.
如果你知道那个七月四号是什么日子的话。
December 7th, 1941.
然后十二月七号，一九四一年。
December 25th.
还有呢，十二月二十五号。
Pretty good, huh? You're getting a good grade so far.
不错不错，你们现在能得到很高的分数哈。
September 11th, 2001.
哦，那九月十一号，两千零一年。
Your birthday.
还有你的生日的日子。
Everybody should know.
你都应该知道，你生日是不会忘记。
I've asked husbands, what's the date of your marriage? What's the date of your marriage? And some go.
有的时候问先生们，问他你们结婚日子周年是哪一天？他的表情好像根本就不知道，忘记了。
They're not too quick with that date sometimes.
他们有的时候好像这个日子好像会忘记。
Now, how many of you know the day of your death?
那么现在我们看有多少人能够真正知道你大概是哪一天是过世的日子
？And no hands go up, right?
没人举手能说知道哪一天自己哪一天过世。
What you do know is that there will be a day, that God will end your life. You will end your life.And then will come the judgment.
但你知道，确实知道，我们虽然不知道哪一天，但是我们确实有那么一天，我们会卸了地上的劳苦就离世，然后呢，等待神的审判的那一天。
Hebrews 9 says, "It is appointed unto men once to die, and then the judgment."
在希伯来书里面就讲到，我们人都有一死，人死，但是都会有等待审判。
Whether it is on the day of your death where the judgment occurs for you or later, I'll leave that for you to study and examine.
至于是不是你在那个离世的那一天就会得到审判呢，还是说要等候一段时间，这个我留给你们自己去学习去琢磨。
So knowing that we have a death coming for us, Psalm 90, David prays, teach us to number our days and to measure our days.So that we live wisely in our limited time here on earth.
所以真正讲到我们在数算地上的日子的时候，就像摩西在他的诗篇里面九十篇这样说到，真是给我们赐给我们智慧，让我们能够在我们数算在地上有限的日子。
And most important day, the most memorable day, will be that day when God finally judges every person who has ever lived.
所以我们对我们来说实际上最最重要的那一天就是神要最后审判活人死人的那一天，所有的我们的人活过在地上活过的都要在他的台前显出来。
Judgment day will be a day when every person who has ever lived will be required to stand before and face God the judge.
我们所有在地上活过的人，我们都要在主的台前能够来接受神的审判。
And we know for sure all people will stand before one of two thrones to give an account of how they lived their lives.
所以我们知道所有的人都会在两个台前会在两个台前的其中的一个台前来被神所来审判。
When the account is given, there will be no lying.
那天在审判那天没有任何的谎言。
There'll be no covering up.
也没有任何的遮盖。
There'll be no excuses.
也没有任何的其他的借口。
There'll be no late arrivals.
也不会有迟到。
There'll be no no-shows.
也不会缺席或者缺停。
And when we stand, we will stand alone. There'll be no friends.
如果我们站立在台前的时候，只有我们自己一个人，也没有朋友在旁边。
No spouses to blame.
也没有妻子或者是配偶可以责备的。
No kids.
也没有孩子。
No support groups.
也没有其他的你的你的支持的你的一群小组。
But for the Christian true believer, it will stand there with God's protection because of Christ's blood.
因为对基督徒来讲，我们站在台前的时候，我们有主耶稣基督的宝血，他的遮盖，他的保守。
And you'll see today, the Christian will be standing there, and will be rewarded for how he or she lived in Christ.
所以基督徒站在台前的话，他是会要在这里领受奖赏，他是怎样来用神所赐给他的生命在地上怎样活的。
And brothers and sisters, true to God's will, who always gives us the choice, he always gives us free will to choose.
实际上神他都给我们每一个人都有自由意志，他让我们自己在地上的时候就有人做选择。
We will be able to choose which throne, which seat we are going to stand at.
他实际上让我们做个选择，在两个审判台前，哪一个我们愿意去的。
In 1 Thessalonians, we're looking at a letter that Paul is writing.
我们在提摩在提撒罗尼迦前书，我们也是在看是保罗所写的书信之一。
And we remember that in 2 Timothy, as he writes his last letter before he is executed for his faith.
我们还可能还记得我们在读到提摩太后书的时候，这也是他最后封书信说到他的最后的事情的时候。
He writes to both Timothy, his young mentoree.
他不但这封信写给提摩太，是他的他所带的。
And he writes to all Christian churches that follow, for all Christian churches to study what he is saying as he gets close to his death.
他也是写给所有的教会。基督徒们让他们知道在他们到最后，特别是保罗在最后的日子里面他所要说的话。
And in 2 Timothy, if you've read through that book, you will see the words day of the Lord, and it occurs at least three times in that book.
所以在提摩太后书里面你可以看到有讲那日或者是主的日子。
So when I saw that phrase happening again and again, I said, Lord, do you want me to go there? Do you want me to leave 2 Timothy and move over to the day of the Lord in a larger view.
特别当我读到这个讲到主的日子的时候，或者说那日的时候，好像是主要带领我要看得更多，了解更多，要把带到这个帖撒罗尼迦。
And he said to me, 可以。
所以主说可以的，你去看帖撒罗尼迦。
Okay. So we started to look at this and study this.
所以我们今天就来到帖撒罗尼迦前书，我们一起来读神的话。
And on your outline, the day of the Lord is the day that Jesus Christ will return to earth the second time.
所以在这上面，我们特别把一些提纲列出来，讲到主的日子，就讲到第一是主要回来的日子。
It's a day when God is going to come. He's going to intersect. He's going to intervene. He's going to stop things, and he's going to deal with human beings.
所以讲到主回来的日子，也就是说主他自己直接来干预在我们的地上所有的一切。
And when he comes, he will save the righteous people and protect them, and he will judge all of the people who have ever lived and who have ever died.
所以主他自己来的时候，他要来奖赏这些义人，他要把所有的人在地上活过的人都要来审判。
And I think we've seen this before in Genesis when Noah was preparing the ark that God ordered. We saw what people were doing with the warnings.
所以实际上这个日子很以前有提到过，很像挪亚那个时候的日子一样。
This really sounds like the days we're in today.
所以那个时候也很，当时挪亚的日子也很像今天一样。
Luke 17:27 says, "For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and being given in marriage, up to the very day that Noah entered the ark, and then the flood came." And destroyed them all.
所以是在路加福音里面是这样记载到，在第17:27是这样说：当时挪亚的日子，那时候的人又吃又喝，又娶又嫁，到挪亚进方舟的那日，洪水就来，把他们全都灭了。
Isaiah 51:12 says it like this: These people who are partying, they furnish wine and lovely music at their grand parties, but they never think about the Lord, and they don't notice what he is doing.
所以在以赛亚书五章十二节也是有这样的记载，说到当时他们在宴席上弹琴、鼓瑟、击鼓、吹笛、饮酒，却不顾念耶和华的作为，也不留心他手所做的。
People were too busy.
真是我们大家都在忙碌。
People were too distracted.
因为我们都被其他的事情所占据了。
People were focused on fun and comfort.
因为我们所注重的就是比较好玩比较有趣。
And when, after many years of warning, when the flood came, it was too late.
真是可以说有真是很长时间的警告上百年的警告，最后洪水来了。
Noah was the only one with his seven family members who believed God, did something about it, got ready, and they were the only ones that heard the Lord.
只有挪亚和他的一家另外七口，他们是唯一听见神给他们警告，他们而且预备了，他们在洪水来之前预备好。
And you'll remember in the book of Exodus, when God is warning Pharaoh, miracle after miracle, plague after plague, he's warning Pharaoh to turn around.
所以还记得在出埃及记里面也讲到神借着摩西做的这些神迹，一再的警告这个法老，要他们来悔改，要他们悔改。
But he thought he was too busy and too arrogant, and he did not turn around.
但是法老他确实认为他好像是非常的忙碌，而且他非常的骄傲高傲。
So he also perished, and some of his family perished. His first son perished, and many of his people perished, and his soldiers perished too.
所以法老也一样，不但他的长子死亡灭亡了，而且他自己还有其他许多的人也跟着一起灭亡。
The word of God says when the Lord returns, there's going to be a trumpet that is going to be sounded. The trumpet sound is the beginning of the judgment.
所以讲到主再回来的日子是有号角吹响，这个号角吹响的时候就是主的来的日子的开始。
And nobody can get away then.
因为没有任何人能够逃脱那一天。
There's no escape from when God comes to judge.
因为神的审判，我们没有任何一个人能够逃脱的。
He will begin to eliminate his enemies on earth.
因为他要在这里除灭他的敌人。
And he'll hold all people accountable for how they live their lives.
也要将我们每一个人在地上是怎样生活的，也要一个一个显明出来。
Scripture says people are so afraid they will try to run away and hide even in caves.
因为讲到主来的那天日子的时候，许多人那么的害怕，他们要躲到山洞里去。
They are so terrified they will ask the mountains to fall down on them and to hide them.
那个日子那么的可怕，他们都宁愿让山能倒到他们身上。
They realize we have no time left. And there's no escaping, there's no place to hide now. People who living then, they'll know this. It's final.
当神的来的日子来的日子那一天的时候，真是那样的迅速，没有人任何能够逃脱。
And scripture, even though God warned in many, many ways, when he comes, he's going to catch many people unprepared.
所以虽然圣经在一再的警告，一再的警告说神的日子要来，但是他来的那天一定还是有许多人根本就没有被准备好。
Recently on the Skagit River,
如果我们讲到最近我们在北面一条河叫 Skagit River, 靠近伯利翰的一带
Large portions of people began to see their property fall into the river.
因为很多人他看到他们的地他们所住的地就滑到这个河里面去了。
And the television news shows their property falling into the river banks as the water ate up the banks.And their garages fell in, propane tanks fell in, their stuff was falling into the river. This is about a month ago.
大概一个月多前讲到那个这人的财产，这人的地哈，他们都滑坡，滑到那个河里面去。他包括他们的车库啊，或者他们那个天然气的那些装的天然气燃气罐啊，一些其他东西哈，他们都滑到了河里面去了。
And they interviewed, I see a young man, maybe early 40s.
如果电视讲到一个人，他们采访一个人，大概也只是他40多岁的样子。
And he said this.
因为他讲了这样的话。
We never thought or expected this land erosion and disappearances to happen in our lifetime.
因为他说，我从来没有想象到过我们所住的地会被这样的侵蚀，这样侵蚀会在我有生之年发生。
If you watch the fires down in the LA area,
如果你看到在洛杉矶那带的现在的大火的话
，I think some people, if they're interviewed, would say, "We never thought this would happen in our lifetime."
所以肯定一定有很多人都会说，我都不敢相信，在我有生之年会看到这样的大火。
And so we have the advantage, brothers and sisters and visitors today, of God warning us that His day is coming, and He wants us to be ready for that day when He comes, and He does not want to catch us by surprise.
所以弟兄姐妹们，包括朋友们，我们真是今天我们能够知道这个事情的话，我们就能够好好的准备啊，等到他来的日子，我们都准备好。
And okay, I'm sorry.Hard to read my face, isn't it? If I move, you change. Hard job, very hard job. Okay, but now in Scripture, you will see now clear the camp of the believers in Christ and those who don't believe Him.
所以你讲到我们大概可以说两群人，两群人啊，一批啊是啊信的，相信耶稣的，另外一边还没有信的。
What do we need to know about God the Father?
我们到底我们对我们的天父知道多少
？Second Peter 3:5 gives us a clue.
我们讲到彼得后书。
The Lord is not slow about His promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. That's His heart.
所以在彼得后书三章九节是这样说。他说主所应许的尚未成就有人以为他是单言其实不是单言乃是宽容你们不愿有一人沉沦乃愿人人都悔改
God is not a punish you first God
他的本意根本不是要来惩罚任何的人
He wants people to change their self-centered directions and turn to Him so they can have true peaceAnd true reconciliation.
所以神是要我们完全离开我们以自己为中心这样的一个生活的态度，然后转向他，能够真正的得到的平安。
But God always, as I said, gives free will for people to choose, make their decisions. How do you want to live your lives?
当然神他仍然给每一个人都有自由意志，你愿意选择你要怎样来活出来神给你的生命。
It seems people can choose paradise or punishment.
所以人可以选择，可以说选择天堂，或者选择被责罚。
But what do people really want?
但是我们人到底要什么呢？
Listen to this description by George MacDonald. He says, "What do people really want? Man finds it hard to get what he wants."
所以我们在这里引用一个叫麦当劳的人的他不是这个外面麦当劳是一个人的名叫麦当劳他的一个引言他就说人很难找到他到底想要什么
Because he does not want the best
因为这个找的人他不想要最好的
God finds it hard to give because he would give the best and man will not take it
所以但是对神来讲他也很难因为他也很难给，到底怎么给呢？因为他要给的人最好的，但人不要。
Choosing life without God will result in eternal separation.
如果我们在这里没有真正选择神，按照神的话走的话，我们可能会选择是与神完全的分离，永远的分离。
Choosing life without God will create an unbridgeable gap that will turn into a prison.
所以如果我们没有选择神的话我们会在一种光景下那个很大的一个距离是我们没有法越过的
And the prison will be away from God and separated from those who love him and who want to be with him There'll be a big gap and you can't bridge it anymore
所以不信神的话他完全和信神的人完全会分开这个里面是一条鸿沟你没有办法越过
God dwells in heavenWhere God's enemies and unrepentant people choose not to live.
因为神的敌人只是他们选择他们 他们所选择的是而是没有神的。
And that separate godless place is called in the Bible, it's called hell.
这个没有神的地方在圣经里面叫这叫地狱。
And when you look at God's brief descriptions of hell, it's described as a place where pain and torment is continual. There is a fire there that can never be put out, so it's very painful forever.
所以圣经里面讲到这个地狱是非常啊，可以说是非常啊糟的一个地方，非常可怕一个地方，里面有永火一直在烧，里面是痛苦是啊不会停止的。
But those who love God and want to be with Him will be those who want Him as their main desire in life will separate themselves then from those that are separated who didn't want to be with Him. It's very clear. It becomes a big separation.
所以当这些爱神的人，他们不会与这些不爱神的人在一起，他们是完全分开，他们不会经受在地狱里面所受的任何的苦难。
People will get to choose their eternal futures, and God will finalize their choices as they wish.
因为每个人都可以自己选择自己将来是否是永生，啊，神会最终会成全他们。
Now, brothers and sisters, those of you who are parents, and the children can listen in. Sometimes, you know, one parent is easier than the other when it comes to maybe rules or regulations. Usually, there's one that's a little easier than the other, yes?
我们如果我们在座的朋友们或者是做家长的，包括孩子们也知道，我们讲到如果做家长，有的时候好像你就一个孩子，制定一条规矩可能还比较好办。
And kids figure out really quickly which one's the hard one and which one's the easier one.
因为做孩子的能够很快的辨明哪一条他说立的规矩是比较容易的，哪一条比较难一点。
We have all done that.
我们都有这样的经历。
And when we look at God as judge, sometimes we have to remember it. He's not easy.
我们当看到神他要来做审判的时候，我们知道有的时候不是那么容易的事情。
He's perfectly balanced.
因为神他是做个完全的一个平衡的。
Romans 11:22.
我们讲到罗马书十一章二十二节。
To have a balanced and accurate view of God, we must consider both His kindness and His severity.
因为我们从这个罗马书里面看到，讲到神的一个完全的一个平衡，是讲到有他的慈爱的一面，也有他严厉的一面。
He is kind, but those who choose Him must continue in His kindness, or they will fall under His severity.
所以我们确实神他确确实实恩慈的，对恩慈对那些我们一直走在他恩慈当中的人来讲，他实在是住在他长久的恩慈当中，但不然反过来的话，那是对跌倒的人来讲是在他的严厉当中跌倒的。
We walk by faith in him, we do not walk by just keeping rules to make him happy.
所以我们真是靠着凭着信心来与我们神同行，而不是靠我们能够遵守他的所有的给我们的那个法律律法来讨他的喜悦。
And while it is true that God is both kind and severe, that's a good foundation. We also need to know clearly that He is holy.
因为讲到我们神，认识我们的神，他不但是恩慈，也是严厉，他也是圣洁的。
And one of the best descriptions of this holy God we find in Isaiah 6:1-3.
所以真正在这里描述我们的神是这样的圣洁，这样的圣是在这个以赛亚书第六章一到三节里面。
And Isaiah the prophet says this, In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, lofty and exalted, with the train of his robe filling the temple.And the seraphim stood above him, each having six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called out to one another, and they said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
以赛亚书六章一到三节是这样说的。当乌西亚王崩的那一年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿，其上 有撒拉弗持力，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀摘脚遮掩脚，两个翅膀飞翔，彼此呼喊说：圣哉圣哉圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。
They didn't say God is a pretty good judge, he gets about 9 out of 10 things right.
所以他们并没有说神的做那个法官还是蛮好的，大概十个里面有九个他是做的是对的，判断是对的。
What they said was he's holy, 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 and holy means perfect.
因为他们在这里讲的是圣哉圣哉圣哉，这个意思就是说他是完全的。
So with that perfect purity, he is the best judge to have.
因为讲到他是完完全全的话，那么他是最最好的审判官。
And when we understand that he is holy, then we can understand a little better how and why he judges perfectly.
所以为什么既然他讲到他是圣的他是这样圣洁的，我们才完全相信他的判断。
Being holy, he cannot and will not be in the presence of sin.
因为对于神来讲他是圣的，他不会容忍任何的罪。
So to have the sin forgiven or paid for is the only way that someone can be in his presence.
所以只有当这个罪的问题被解决了之后，人才能站在他的面前。
And brothers and sisters, if you look at the outline, God has some personal qualities, and one of the qualities is he's going to restore the creation, the created order that he has made. He's going to restore it.
因为我们讲到可以看到这个上面讲到神有很多他的品性和品格，那么其中有一个讲到神他要恢复他所创造的。
Brothers and sisters, tell me, if you watch the news or read the paper or use your eyeballs, do you think people throughout the world are hurting the environment that we live in?
所以弟兄姐妹们，你们都看电视或者报纸或者什么其他的来源，你们相不相信我们现在我们人所做的正在让我们的环境是越来越糟糕？
Well, that order that God created as beautiful, as humans ruin it, when he comes, he's going to restore the order. Make it beautiful again.
因为神所创造的一切的起初都是非常的美好，只是我们人在使得它越来越的糟糕，但是神再来的时候，他会把这一切重新的修复。
And so the heavens and the seas and the sea life and the fields with trees, they're all pictured as rejoicing when God comes to judge, because when he comes to judge, he's going to make things right finally.
所以我们讲到神再来的时候，会天从天到海，到海里的生物还有树木，一切都会被神重新来修复。
God is a patient judge.He judges perfectly, and he always judges at the right time.
就神他又是忍耐的神，他不但是一个完全正直的一个法官，而且他的判断的审判时间也是非常的准。
Galatians 4:4 assures you God is never late; he is always on time.
所以我们讲到加拉太书第四章四节的时候，神他总是等到最好的时候。
And God gathers his evidence carefully.And when he has lots of evidence, then he makes his move.
因为神在这里收集到所有的材料或者资料，等到他收集全了之后，他就开始行动了。
Brothers and sisters, have you ever seen your parents get so angry that they lose control? Have you ever seen that?
弟兄姐妹们，有没有看到你们的父母亲，有没有发火发的那么大，好像几乎就像发疯一样了？
And you really get scared when they lose control.
那个时候，他们像发疯一样的，你们可能非常害怕。不过你不会这就说爸爸你安静一下，我们能够坐下来好好谈一谈。他这个是脸上可以说是怒气冲冲啊。
He's lost control.
他真是没有办法控制自己。
Have you ever seen your mother lose control?
或者有没有见过你们的母亲或者是这样的这怎么说呢也是发怒或者是没法控制。
When she's lost control, you don't say, Mom, you know, if you calm down a little bit,
所以你当他这样子发疯时，你就可能很难说，妈妈，我们稍微安静一点，稍微，我们能不能坐下来一下？稍微，就让他过去一点就会好。
God gets angry.
当我们想到神，如果他是发怒的时候
，for the right reasons，
当然神是有他的完全他的 他的理由。
He gets angry when he sees repeated sins and no change. He gets angry. You can see it in Scripture.
因为他里面讲到，我们人一再的犯罪而且不悔改，一再的犯罪的时候，神的怒气就来到。
But he never loses control in his judgment.
但是他从来不会失控。
He is patient.
他是非常的忍耐的神，耐心的神。
And he keeps warning until the final line is drawn.And when the people go over the line, he's coming with his judgment then.
所以他就一再给出警告，警告。但到了时候满足的时候，神就开始行动了。
Brothers and sisters, the part now, we're going to see two seats very clearly, very clearly.
所以我们讲到我们弟兄姐妹们，我们可以看到两个台或者两个台前。
I heard a Bible teacher, really good one, say recently, he looked at us and he said, I know your future.
我讲了最近有一位非常好的那个圣经的老师，教圣经的老师，他说他对我们说，他说我知道你们的将来。
And we knew that he knew the Bible well enough that he was probably right. He didn't know our future.
因为他我们知道他对圣经是非常熟，他有可能确实对的，他确实知道我们的将来是什么。
Brothers and sisters, I can say today, I know your future.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我也可以跟你们这样说，我也知道你们的将来。
I don't know when you're going to die, and I don't know who you're going to marry, and I don't know how much debt you have.
我呢不知道你哪一天会过世，或者哪一天你会结婚，或者你欠了多少钱。
And you know my future.
你也知道我的将来。
You know that I'm going to stand before one of two thrones.
因为你知道我可能会在两个这个台前的其中一个会站立在。
And I know that each one of you is going to stand. I know this. I know your future. You're going to stand before one of two thrones.
我也知道你们的将来也一定会站在其中的一个台前。
And that is really helpful when we look at the judgment seat of Christ, and that's found as you can see the scriptures in Romans. You can study this later, Romans 14, 10, and Corinthians. And it is very, very important that we understand this first one clearly.
所以我们也知道，讲到站在神的台前的时候，可以从罗马书里面看到里面是将来是具体的是一个怎么样的情况。
Okay, so brothers and sisters, if you just quickly go over to Romans and read with us, I'll read the English first as you look for your place. And it says this in Romans 14:10, chapter 14:10. In English it says, but you, why do you judge your brother? Or you again, why do you regard your brother with contempt? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall give praise to God. So then, each one of us will give an account of himself to God.
所以是在罗马书，你可以如果很快的可以翻到的，罗马书十四章，是从十节到十二节。那么我在中文也念一下：你这人为什么论断弟兄呢？又为什么轻看弟兄呢？因我们都要站在神的台前，经上写着说：主说，我凭着我的永生起誓，万妻必向我跪拜，万口必向我承认。这样看来，我们个人必要将自己的事在神面前说明。
The judgment seat of Christ, which we are on now, comes from the Greek word bima, and it is the seat where the judges in the Olympic Games used to sit.
我们现在讲到在这里讲到主的主的这个台前的时候，它是从原来的希腊文里面出来，是讲到在奥林匹这个奥林匹亚的运动会里面讲到一个做裁判，他叫贝马哈，叫贝马。
So the judge would sit at the seat, and then he would watch from that position. He would watch the runners who finished first, who he could see who finished second, and who finished third. He had a very, very, very good seat.
所以实际上是奥林匹亚这个运动这个比赛里面这个裁判他所坐的位置，他所站的位置，他在那里可以看到谁跑的第一名、第二名、第三名。
And this judgment seat of Christ is for born again, true.Christian believers.
我们讲在这里讲到基督的台前，他是完完全全对这些我们是相信耶稣基督，我们重生的在他的台前显现。
It is not a judgment that results in salvation.
那个台前不是为了使你得到救恩的。
So it's not a judgment. It's not a salvation issue. It is because we know salvation. is only by faith in Christ. Faith alone. That is the criteria. It's fair for everybody. Ephesians 2, 8 through 9, by faith alone. Not works, not reputation, not money, not good looks. None of that counts. By faith alone, people can receive Christ. That is it.
所以讲到基督台前, 这个不是在这里审判你是否得到救恩, 那么救恩完全是凭着信, 完完全是靠着信所得着的, 所赐给的。 那么在以弗所书第二章和八节和九节是有这样说到。
And when we face that seat, when we're looking at that seat, it is not primarily about Christ judging our sins, although he will do that.
虽然我们在基督台前的时候，他的主要的目的并不是来审判我们的罪的问题。
It is about rewarding or awarding his people for their services to him.
因为他实际上是要在这里是要给奖赏的，是你得到新的生命之后，你在这地上怎样来服侍他，服侍耶稣，你所应当所得的奖赏。
Have you ever worked at church or in the Lord's service and wondered sometime, oh, I'm getting tired.
所以你有没有在教会里面一起服侍，或者在服侍主的时候，有的时候会有这个念头说，哎呀，我好像很累啊。 你知道不知道，好像没有多少人真正能够好像感觉到能够有一点惬意的意思。 我这样做下去好像也太疲倦了。他说我这样做的话，到底有没有是得到任何的效果或者奖赏呢？
Well, pleasing the master is a great reward.
因为你知道，让你的主人能够得到满意的喜悦的话，这是最最好的一个奖赏。
But you don't do it for the reward.
但是你所做的并不是为了这个奖赏而做。
You do it because you love him.
因为你做这个是因为你爱他。
And the reward will follow later.
但是这个奖赏也是会随之而来。
And so Christians at this seat will receive their reward.
所以对基督徒来讲，他们在基督的台前，他们是要得到奖赏。
But he will also bring to light every deed, and whether good or bad, that each true believer has done on earth. And I'll say this, I think I can, since he or she became a Christian.
所以他仍然要在这里也要审判我们，看我们这些基督徒在地上的时候所说所做所行。
Every Christian will be rewarded on his words and his deeds and his faithfulness.
所以特别讲到我们的每，包括我们自己所说的话，我们所行的都是要在他面前一起显明出来。
Brothers, I believed Christ in my last quarter when I was studying at University of Washington.
所以弟兄姐妹们，当我是信主的时候，可以说我在最后一个学期，在大学华大学最后的学期才接受主。
I was 21 years of age.
那个时候我是21岁。
And I am very grateful that when I received what he forgave my sins.
所以我非常的真是感谢，因为神当我接受他的时候。
他完全赦免了我的罪。I want to believe that those sins are forgiven and he has chosen not to remember them and it's a clean beginning.
所以我完全的相信我的罪得到完全的赦免，我是被洁净的了。
Now since I became a Christian, I have sinned.
但我自从我成为基督徒之后，还是会有罪。
And some of them I am very regretful about. And I have forgiveness for those, but even though I was a Christian, there are things that the Lord will recognize. He will know what to do with those sins, and I need to trust him for his judgment.
所以，虽然我成为基督徒，但我知道我仍然有的时候会犯罪，但是我相信，完全相信神，他会怎样来判断、来审判我的罪，包括罪的部分。
And I'll be careful here. I'm not teaching that you can't lose your salvation. I'm saying that the sins that we have committed as Christians, we need to be sure we have confessed them to the Lord and let them lie with his goodness and forgive them. Let him have them.
所以弟兄姐妹，我不是说我要比较小心。我不是说你会失去救恩，因为你 成为了基督徒也会有犯罪，也会失去救恩，不是这个。但是我们确确实要认我们的罪，我们在神面前认我们的罪，我们相信神交在他的手里，他会做完全的判断。
God believes in rewards.
因为神真是给赐给要赐给我们的是奖赏。
He believes in awards.
神也相信这个奖赏是会有功效的。
And you know who gets the best awards?
你知道谁会得到这个最好的奖赏呢？是耶稣。
Perfectly holy.
因为耶稣他是完全圣洁。
Never sinned.
从来没有犯过罪。
Does not have to appear before his father. He's already been accountable all his life.
所以他肯定可以不用说在他跟向天父讲，他已经完完全全的所完成的在地上所托付的一切。
And God says, "This one, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased."
所以这就是在天父说的。这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。因为在他里面没有找不到任何的罪，因为他一直是圣洁的，因为他和神是可以立刻就在一起。我们讲到圣灵也是一样，没有任何的罪。
所以你有3 great, the great 3 Trinity, all holy, all pure, no mistakes, they are going to be our ultimate welcoming committee.For those who believe in the Lord.
所以对我们来讲这位在三一真神他们是这样的圣洁这样的完全，他们在一起，我们完完全全的相信他们所做的任何的审判和判断。
But now, the bad news.
然后现在我们要讲不太好的消息了。
The great white throne.
那我们讲的是一个白色的大宝座。
If it's a white throne, I'm thinking about it. If it's white, anything that's dark, you'll see it.
So
against the white background, you probably see something like a stain or dark. You'll see it because it's a white background.
所以为什么讲的是白色大宝座？如果一讲到白色的话，是任何其他的其他颜色或其他的污点都会立刻被显明出来。
This judgment does not determine salvation.
我们知道，在这个审判台上面，还不是在这里决定你是否得到救恩。
Every person standing here.Has declared himself or is an unbeliever who has rejected and kept on rejecting Christ during their whole lifetime. That's for sure.
这些站在这些台白色大宝座前面的是这些人，他们在他们的在地上的有生之年，他们是一再的拒绝了传给他们的福音。
Let me give you a quick note. I had a call from, I'll say, an Asian.Colleague of mine from San Francisco.
所以我可以给你讲一件事，就是我有个同事，他从旧金山那边给我打电话。
She went to the hospital to see her grandmother, who was in her 90s.
因为他呢是到医院去看他的母亲，是个亚洲的一个母亲，是在他90岁的样子。
Her grandmother was dying.
因为这是他的祖母哈，他祖母正在病危当中。
So the granddaughter came.Be with her grandmother, and she said, "Grandma, may I please pray for you?"
所以这个孙女来到她的祖母面前，跟说，奶奶或者什么，我能不能为你祷告？所以你会觉得这个祖母是怎么回答的呢
？My friend reached out to her grandmother.
因为我的朋友就是她的孙女，伸着手伸出来，想去摸她的祖母。
Please let me pray for you.
让我来为你祷告。所以你都看到他的祖母这样就甩他一巴掌。
She not only slapped her, she slapped and pushed away that opportunity to be prayed for.
所以他把他手推开，不但打了他手，而把他手推开。
And she said, as she's in that bed going to die, she said, "I am a Buddhist."
所以那个时候他把手推开，他也说我是佛教徒。所以他把手打开，推开。
And my colleague who knows the Lord was so sad by that.
因为我的同事他是非常认识神的，他那个时候非常的沮丧。
Because she knows that based upon what her grandmother is saying, her grandmother is rejecting Christ then and does not want him to be her main issue in life or savior.
所以我的同事他是非常清楚，当他的祖母这样的一再的拒绝的话，也就是说他不愿意接受主耶稣成为他生命的一部分的结果是非常可以想象的。
That slap, that push away, no, don't pray for me. I'm Buddhist, leave me alone. It followed logically that when she died, then my friend was very, very, very grieved. Because she understands what, from what she heard, and that slap, leave me alone, her grandmother is going to stand at the great white throne for judgment. And she will have no savior and no forgiveness of sin. She is going to lose by her choice now.
因为当他我的同事知道，当他的祖母是这样的把他手推开，他也知道将来这位他一再拒绝这个主耶稣，他也知道他将来他的祖母是会去哪里，而这位我的同事他的心会非常非常的悲哀。
And Revelation 20:12 says that unbelievers will be judged out of those things which were written and recorded in the books according to their works. There are books being kept, and when the unbeliever is judged, the books are going to be open, and what's in the books, they will be judged according to their works. And you and I know that works cannot save you, therefore that person is doomed. To use the phrase, there is no chance now. If you're going to go with works, I'm good enough, Lord, I do good works, That
is not acceptable. There's no payment. No payment for sin. Done.
My dad almost made that mistake.Of saying, I have enough good works, I'm not as bad as other people, I'm going to be okay. He said that to me.
所以我的父亲差一点点就是这样的人，但因为他说我所做的所行的是非常好的，我所做的能够到神那里去。
I said, Dad, I love you, you're a good man, yes, I know that, but that is not acceptable to God. You have another plan B.It's a nice plan, a lot of people have that, but it's not going to work. He doesn't take plan B, C, or D. He only takes Jesus, whose blood will cleanse you from your sin. Dad, you have no payment for your sins. I love you, but you are Maldun. And my dad loved me. You know what he said? He said, I like the way that you explain the Bible to me. I give you permission.To read any portion of scripture you want and explain it to me. I like the way you explain it. He didn't know.
所以我讲到我爸爸的时候，我爸爸也他也跟我说他有他自己做得很好，但是我跟爸爸说，爸，我非常爱你，我也知道你是个好人，做了很多好事，但是你在神的眼里这些都不算什么。所以你有你自己的计划，但是神他只看重的是主耶稣基督，所以你只有你自己的计划都没有任何办法能救你。所以他爸爸后来就说，好吧，那你像你选择，你要向我读的圣经。
And 2 years before my dad died of cancer, he believed the Lord. We saw that, and he didn't say no, thank you.
所以我的父亲他在他过世的2年前，他没有像刚才那个人一样把他手推开，他确实接受了主耶稣，所以他是完完全全的得救。
God will judge the unbelievers. You do not have to help him.
当神在这里审判这个不信的人时候，你没有办法的可以帮助他们。
You don't have to worry about whether.God's going to be fair. He's going to be very fair.
So, 你不用担心神是不是会公正的审判他们啊？神一定是完全的公正。
Help the unbeliever know they have two choices: Christ or nothing, Christ or themselves, Christ or their money, Christ or their home, Christ or their career. Let them know they're making choices. But when they make those choices, take them to the fact they're going to be two thrones, and they will get to pick which one they stand at.
所以我们要帮助他们，就是说现在就要认识到我们到底是有耶稣还是没有耶稣，或者是没有耶稣有其他的，不管你房屋也好，金钱也好，其他的所有的东西 就帮助他们先明白啊，如果是不是要耶稣，将来就会他们会到哪一个台前，根据他们所做的选择。
God never makes mistakes.
因为神他是永远不会犯任何的错误。
And a wise person observed this: you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you cannot fool all of the people all of the time, and you can never fool God.
一些有智慧的人曾经这样说哈，你可以有的时候可以蒙骗一些人，但是你不能永远的蒙骗所有的人。但是我们在神的面前，我们任何的东西都不能蒙骗神。
God can read human hearts.
因为神他是能看到我们的心思意念。
God can read the motives of the heart.
他能查验我们的动机。
He can read every hidden motive that you and I have behind every word and deed and thought that we have. There's nothing hidden from him.
因为他可以看到，神可以看到我们所人所讲的话的背后的他的动机也好，其他的意思也好，神是完完在神没有任何地方是隐藏的。
And he will judge what is godly, and he will decide what will last. He will sort out what is gold and what is rubbish. He will do this.
因为神会看哪些是金钱的，哪些不是，他会看哪些是宝贝，哪些是垃圾。
He will judge what is unholy, and that will be punished and eliminated. He will take care of that.
对那些不圣洁的，他会在这里做审判，他会做处理。
If people choose hell, they will choose banishment forever from the presence of Almighty God and His protection.
因为神如果是真正的选择了地狱的话，他是可以说是被神永远的摒弃的。
Brothers and sisters, I know your future.You know my future.
所以弟兄姐妹们我知道你们的将来，你们也知道我的将来。
And so the question comes up, and I'm going to end with this.
所以我们现在有个问题，我就会作为结束。
Are you preparing yourself for the inevitable day of your death and the day of your accounting to the Lord?
所以弟兄姐妹们，你们是不是在这里？在你面临你在离世之前，还有在面临将来的审判的日子之前，是不是在做很好的准备的工作？
I have read a scripture, I've seen it many times, but I just saw, and I'm thinking this through, I don't dare teach it today, but I'm thinking it through, and I want to read it out loud. And it is found in Matthew 7, 21 through 23. And these are people who surrounded Christ and were doing things for him. They were doing things for him. And here's what it says. He says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. But he who does the will of my Father, who is in heaven, will enter. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name cast out demons? And in your name perform many miracles? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
所以是在马太福音第七章第七章是二十一节到二十三节，是这样说的：凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国；唯独遵行我天父旨意的人，才能进去。当那日，必有许多人对我说：主啊、主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
This is a shocking picture of people who surround Christ and call him Lord, but apparently are not authentic.
对这些人来讲，可以说是一个非常吃惊的一个从主耶稣的一个回答，因为他们是这样子围绕在主的周围，他们却是主却不认识他们。
Just doing religious deeds doesn't reveal the doer's motives of why they do it.
所以你做这些虽然做了一些这些宗教的一些事情，但你不知道真正做的原因的话，没有任何的益处。
Those who think they are in real relationship with Jesus must examine their motives and realities to see, is he Lord every day?
所以我们在这里真正跟主有生命的话，是不是我们能够看到主，是不是他跟主每天都是在一起？
Do we spend time with him?
我们是不是真正的花时间和主在一起呢？
Do we read his word? Do we believe the word? Do we apply the word? Are we doing this? Are we preparing ourselves to be authentic?
是不是我们学习他的话，我们也相信他的话，我们也靠着他的话去做呢？让我们真正的成为我们所做的，也是完完全全和他们我们所学的是一样的。
And here's what I think. Do I let him know me? Do I let him get in here to know me? When he says, I never knew you, am I letting him know me?
另外一句话说，对我们来说，我们有没有让主耶稣来真正的认识我们？我们能不能让给他给主耶稣有机会来认识我们？
Am I letting him know me and not hiding from him?
因为让他来真是来认识我，我不向他隐藏任何的东西。
To know Jesus and to be known by him will be a true picture of a mutual relationship that's real.
所以让我们真正的认识主耶稣，主耶稣也认识我们的时候，这是一个真正的一个互相的一个真正的一个关系的建立。
Jesus is the song.
耶稣是我们的诗歌。
He sings a true song.
因为他所唱的是真正的诗歌。
He sings right on key.
他的音调也非常的准。
He can read our hearts and our secrets.
他会看到我们心所想的我们的奥秘秘密。
And nothing is hidden from his sight.
因为这对他来看没有任何可以隐藏的。
That is an awesome judge.
因为这个这样的审判官是最最好的审判官。
And when he sees where we really are and still loves us.
他虽然看到我们是这样的不配，但他仍然是这样的爱我们。
Still loves us, even though we are secretive and hiding from him. He still loves us, and he's pleading with us. Lila, come.
虽然我们是这样的躲躲藏藏，常常想逃避他，但是他仍然爱我，他仍然呼召我们说：“来吧，来吧。”
Every language has an equivalent for come.
他所有的语言里面都有一句话是讲“来吧”。
In Hawaiian, Olevo'oevi, it's called Helimai Yesu, come. Helimai, come.
夏威夷话里面也有这样的说，耶稣来吧，耶稣请来。
And I'll end with his prayer. You can hear him saying, Lila, come, come.
所以你在这里可以听到主耶稣在向你说，来，来到我这里来。
Come now, let us gather and be reasonable.
所以让我们真正的，我们一起来到他的面前，我们按理来到他的面前。
Though your sins are many and very full of guilt, I can forgive you.
所以虽然我们有罪，我们有诸多的罪，但是我们主耶稣说，我可以赦免你。
Brothers and sisters, this Christmas, I trust you will know that the man on the cross wasn't Santa Claus.
所以我们在这讲到真正讲到圣诞节，我们这个在十字架上面的不是这个圣诞老人。
And brothers and sisters, I don't know your hearts, I don't know where you're at, but I know you're going to choose one of the thrones and I would plead with you, do not arrive in the presence of God without a Savior. Don't do it.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们在这里，虽然我有的时候你们的心思意念我并不知道，但是我在这里可以说我在这里祈求劝勉你们一定等到主来的日子，我们一定要有这个救主。在这之前，我们能够接受我们主耶稣为我们的救主，来准备好迎接这个主的日子的到来。
This is a wonderful Christian community.
这是一个非常好的一个基督的身体。
Not perfect.
虽然不是完美的。
But there are believers, true believers here who know the answers from the Word. They know the answers. They can help you if you have questions.
所以有真正的相信主耶稣的他们知道神的话语，他们能够给出很多的答案。
I'm a privileged visitor.
我是真是荣幸能够来到你们当中。
Today I'm going home.
我今天我要回去。
I can't answer your questions when I'm at home. I don't think so.
我回到家里，你们有问题，我可能不能回答。
But there are godly, mature Christians who can help you answer your questions, and they can actually lead you right to the place where you make the godly decision for the throne of awards.
但我们这里有许多的敬虔的基督徒他们可以不但回答问题，而且可以他们带领你们去应当所去的地方。
And the word says, now Now is the day of salvation.
所以啊、有话说，如今就是救赎的日子。
For some of you, you're in great danger. I don't know who you're. I believe you're in. I know you're in great danger.
啊、对有些人来讲，我知道可能对你们来说，还是确实处在一个非常危险的啊、情况之下。
Now is the day of salvation.
所以今天就是你得救的日子。
Don't put off your future. Don't put it off, thinking you have lots of time.
所以不要丢掉你这样的机会，你认为可能还有许多的时间。
May God bless you this season.
我愿神祝福你在这个节日的期间。
May He give you light and insight into who Jesus is.
让你给你真是有心灵的眼睛。会认识主耶稣是谁。
And may you celebrate Christmas for the right reason.
当你在庆祝圣诞节的时候，真正的知道圣诞节的意义。
May God's love be with you.
愿神的爱与你同在。
And the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
和圣灵有这样美好的团契交通。
And the grace of God.
我们和神的恩典有份。
And the perfectness of Christ.
我们在主耶稣里得到完全。
May those be your great Christmas.
我们愿这个主耶稣成为你们真正的圣诞节的最美好的礼物。
Amen.
Amen.